I'm very happy now to welcome Catherine Geyer. She's a student at the University of New Mexico, and she's doing a project to raise awareness about hunger among senior citizens in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you. Now, this is a very serious problem that a lot of people don't know about. How did you start working on this project?
Well, it was part of a project that I'm doing for my a class I'm taking at UNM, and it resulted from my grandfather moving in with my family and reading a book about senior hunger in America. And I really got connected with this issue, and I really wanted to go out and tell people about senior hunger, because for myself, I didn't know how serious of an issue it was. And I thought that there was other people out there who didn't know either. And I knew that awareness is the first step towards causing change.
So tell us about the situation. Obviously, people are living on Social Security payments that are not very big.
Yeah, that is a big problem. And frankly, sometimes Social Security prevents them from getting other aid, because in order to get, you know, food stamps, for example, you need to prove that you don't make a certain income. And the Social Security sometimes shows that they are making such and such income, but it doesn't account for that they're having to pay for medical costs as well, and rent costs, and all those different sorts of things, and there's no money left for food.
In theory, their health costs are covered by Medicare.
Yeah.
But in reality?
Well, I think there's a lot of extra costs that aren't covered by Medicare, and in addition, there's so many other costs for seniors, like rent and utilities and transportation. Especially in Santa Fe, transportation is a big issue. Although in the city, they get free transportation throughout town. If they live in the county, they don't get free transportation. So a senior who might have enough money to buy food at the grocery store doesn't have enough money to buy food and pay for transportation. So all these other costs can compound and cause a big issue.
What kind of services, food services, are available for seniors who don't have enough to eat?
Well, in Santa Fe City, there's Meals on Wheels, and that's a really great thing for seniors who are homebound. But the seniors who aren't, certifiably homebound by a doctor, they don't qualify to receive Meals on Wheels. But they can go to the senior centers and get free meals there. They can also go to food banks like Food Depot and places like that.
So you have been doing a project at UNM, which is almost over now. Graduation is in about a week, but
yeah.
You've been doing a project to raise awareness. What have you been doing?
Well, what I did is I called a bunch of organizations here in Santa Fe and tried to get 10 or so minutes to talk to the groups. Like, I talked to the Rotary Club, the Lions Club. I talked over at Temple Beth Shalom, and a couple of Boy Scout troops let me come in and talk to them. And what I really, my focus and my intention of the project was really just to get out and make people aware of what was happening in New Mexico right now with respect to senior hunger. And I asked people to sign pledge cards that was a sort of promise to do something. And in my presentations, I said, I really don't care if you decide to donate money or just to tell a friend, because I really came from the perspective that awareness is the best thing right now for us to do, because I think awareness has two main outcomes. The first is that it can reach more people, and more people will then donate money, donate time, become involved in this issue. And the second is that it might reach a senior who didn't know that there was these programs available. And also, a major issue for seniors is the emotional effect of being hungry. A lot of seniors feel guilty and ashamed that they don't have the resources available to buy themselves food. And a lot of them worry that by utilizing food services, they're taking away from younger generations. And I thought that my awareness programs would educate both people in the community and seniors that there are these programs available, and it's not something that's taking away from younger generations, that there's enough food and there's enough resources. The problem is really leadership and getting people involved in this issue, and that's why I wanted to give these awareness talks.
It really does highlight the horrible problem of inequality in our community, in our country, and of all the problems we talk about, inequality, for some reason, doesn't get a whole lot of airtime.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think for myself, I definitely before taking on this issue, I really didn't have any idea how many seniors in New Mexico were suffering. And the numbers that I've been able to find from the Food Depot says that there's 21,000 people over 65 who are using food banks. And in
the state of New Mexico?
Yes. And in addition, my research throughout America, I don't know specifically about New Mexico in this respect, but I know that the most at-risk group is from 60 to 65, so that number of 21,000 might not be the most accurate number of how many seniors are really suffering in New Mexico.
Isn't that interesting, the most at-risk group between 60 and 65?
Yeah, I was really astonished by that, too. I thought that it was much older people would be affected more. And through the research that I did, I found that traditionally the Meals on Wheels program, which is specifically directed to elders, they had focused on bringing aid to seniors who are older because they also thought that was the group that was most at risk. And I guess by not paying attention to this, or maybe not paying attention, but not paying enough attention to this 60 to 65 group, there was a growing need there that just didn't get filled. And I think it's also because seniors who are 60 to 65 might be just at the point of retiring, and some seniors, a major reason why they get into these severe situations is because they get injured or hurt before they can collect retirement benefits, and that's a really big issue, so that's maybe why that age group is affected a little more.
If people want to devote some time and attention to this issue and get involved, what should they do?
Well, there's a lot of organizations here in Santa Fe who are fighting this issue. The Food Depot is definitely one. Food for Santa Fe, they give out bags of food on Wednesdays, and they're a big help to the community. Also, Faith at Work is a major organization, and they actually they help seniors fill out forms and help qualify for services, because one of the major issues with seniors and hunger is access issues. You know, unlike able-bodied people, they might not be able to move around as easily. They might have vision difficulties. They might have hearing difficulties where they feel isolated from their surroundings. And that prevents them from accessing the services that might be available to them. So in addressing senior hunger, I think Faith at Work does a really nice job because they help bridge that access issue.
Catherine Geyer is a student at the University of New Mexico, and she has been raising awareness about hunger among senior citizens in Santa Fe. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, we'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.